daf is daf chaf hey. So we got to the last line of chaf dalet and beis. The new mishnah begins. Ma'isa shebo shnayim. This is a famous ma'isa right now. Ma'isa shebo shnayim. Two people, two adam came. Vamu, they said, ra'inuhu shachris b'mizrach. We saw the moon that was in the morning. We saw it was in the east. And then going on to daf chaf hey now. The arvis by evening b'mariv. It was in the west. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Nuri, Eidei Shekahim, they're liars. And Rashi explains two different pshatim. One pshat, he says, because it has to be the new moon and the old moon must be 24 hours apart from each other. It's impossible for the old moon to be in the morning and then 12 hours later in the west and east. That's one pshat. The second pshat, he says, is that the moon doesn't move so fast. It can't move in 12 hours from the west and to the east to the west. And therefore, the Eidei Shekahim, whatever, however the Matzias works, he threw them out. However, that Hema Kishabo Liavna, when they went to Yavna, where the Sanhedrin was, and Kiblin Rabban Gamliel accepted them, he was Makabal them as Eidei Emes, even though they were lying. The Ode, another Maisa, Bo Shnaim V'amurayinu Mizmano, Ubilel Ibru Lo Niru. So there was another Maisa, the Eidim saw it, initially they saw it the 30th, the night of the 30th, and then by the 31st, they didn't see it, it disappeared. The Kiblin Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel says they're good Eidim, even though that can't be the case. You can't see a new moon, and then it disappears. It only gets bigger after the new moon. So obviously they didn't see the new moon, and yet still, Rabban Gamliel accepted the Eidim as a good Eidus. So Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanis, Eidei Shekahin, how could you accept them? Heyach Meidim al Ha'isha Sheyald, how do you say that a woman one day she gives birth? And Lamach, the next day, Krisa ben Shinah, then the next day she's pregnant again. How, that doesn't make any sense. You see the new moon, and then the next day you don't see the new moon? So Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says, Roa ani es dvarecha, I agree with you. I agree with you, Rabbi. Those have been Hurkanis. You are correct that we can't accept these Eidim. It's not the new month. It's a Chodesh Ibu. So Shalach Lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, after hearing that Rabbi Yeshua, his contemporary, was not accepting Rabbi Gamliel's words, and he thought that we should add a day to the month, he says, sent the message to Rabbi Yeshua as follows. Gozreini alecha, I'm being gozer, I'm decreeing upon you, shetavo etzli, you should come to me, b'makelcha, u'ma'alsecha, b'makipurim, shechal yos b'chashboncha, that I'm commanding you that you come to me on the day of Yom Kippur that you think is your Yom Kippur, with your staff and with your money, you should come with me. U'matzu Rabbi Kiva found him, we'll see, it's unclear who was upset, the Gemara is going to clarify it. And Rabbi Meitzar, either Rabbi Kiva was upset, Rabbi Shu was upset, one of them was very disappointed. And Amalo, Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Shu, who was his Rabbi, Yeshli Lumod Shekomashi Asri Rabbi Gamliel, Asri. I want to teach you that everything Rabbi Gamliel does is final. He has the final say, even though he might be wrong, he's correct, because he's able to give a psak shenemar, Eilum Ade Hashem Mikrai Kodesh, Hashetur Kurosam, that these are the ma'adim that they call, that they establish, bein bizmanim, bein shlo bizmanim, whether they are the right time, whether they're the wrong time, ainli ela ma'adus ela elu. The only ma'adus are whatever he establishes, whatever the bezdin decides, or Gamliel decides, that's what the answer is, that's what the psak is. So then, balo eitzah Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanis, amalo, imbon anu ladun acha bezdin shel Rabbi Gamliel, he gives another reason why, to Rabbi Shua, why you have to follow Rabbi Gamliel, because if you start questioning the bezdin of Rabbi Gamliel, that he's not good, then Trichon Anu Ladun Acher Kol Bezdin VeBezdin Shamar Mimosev Moshev Ad Achshav. That means you could challenge and question every single Bezdin from Moshe's time until now, and we can't do that. It's going to undermine the whole system. Shenemar says Vayal Moshe VeAaron Nadav VeAviu VeShivim Mezikne Yisrael Moshe and Aaron Nadav VeAviu and the other 70 great men. So Lamalo Nisparshu Shmosen Shozokain. Why does it not specify list the names of the other 7 Zikanim? Were they also worthy of having the name mentioned? And Lelame, to teach you, Shekol Shlosha V'Shlosha She'amdu Bezdin Al Yisrael, any 3 Zikanim, any 3 members of Bezdin, regardless of who and the stature, who Kebezdin Shemosha has the equivalent, the same magnitude as Moshe Rabbeinu's Bezdin, and we must accept whatever they establish, even though we might think they're wrong. So what happened was, in the end, after hearing the arguments of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanis, Natal Makhelu Ma'alosov, he took his staff, he took his cane, he took his money, B'yado in hand, B'halach Liavna Eitzer Rabban Gamliel, B'yom Shechal Yom HaKippur Melios B'cheshbono. Imagine how hard that is on the Yom Kippur that he thought was the right Yom Kippur, and very possibly it was, in the end that he walked outside the Tchum, he carried the money, he carried his cane, and walked to Rabban Gamliel on his Yom Kippur, and the rest of the world kept it as a regular day. So Amar Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel stood up, B'nishka Al Rosho kissed him on his head. Amarlo, he says to Rabbi Yeshua, Bo, Bisham, you should come in peace. Rabbi V'tamidi, you're both my Rabbi, and you're also my student. Rabbi B'chachma, you're much greater than I am in wisdom. I'm asking you're greater than I am, but Tamidi, you're also my student. Kibalta Devara, you accepted my words as the final say, as this was Yom Kippur. Interesting, a few interesting things from here. is that number one is the Ramban brings this as a riot. The Pasuk tells us in the Medrash space in the Pasuk that says if Bezdin tells you the left is right and the right is left, we listen to Bezdin. They tell me this hand is right hand, that's wrong, but that's what they say. They could decree anything you want even though it's wrong. And Ramban brings a riot from this very Gemara here, this Mishnah, that Ramuliel established when Yom Kippur was, even though he was wrong, we still must listen to them. So interestingly, Maritzchias argues on Ramban. He says you can't bring a riot from this Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is unique because we're going to see later on the Pasuk says, Atem afilu shogim, atem afilu muta'am. There's a special Gzeres HaKasav that we listen to Bezdin by Kiddush HaChodesh even if they're mistaken. That's not a riot necessarily that we have to listen to them any other case. This is a special drasha by Kiddush HaChodesh. That's one point. Number two is, the Aruch HaNer wants to know, why was he told to take his stick and his money? Why those two items? Why nothing else? Why not his animal? Why his stick and his money? So he says he's a little creative into understanding what's going on here. So the Aruch HaNer explains, because there's a question whether or not there's a din of hotzah, a need for an erev hotzah on Yom Kippur. We paskin, you need erev on Yom Kippur. It's like Shabbos, you need an erev, you can't carry outside. But there is a discussion in a couple of Gemaras whether you're now allowed to or not. So therefore he said, since though some hold you're allowed to carry on Yom Kippur, carrying the cane is not enough of a violation. So he said you should bring money, which is considered a muksa. So you carry muksa. So why wasn't money enough? Because not everybody would see the money's in his pocket. So you bring a stick so everyone sees what he's doing. So there's some combination of muks and erev that he's trying to display here, that he's violating his Yom Kippur in order to listen to the words of Rabbi Gamliel. So now the Gemara says, Tanya, Amr lehem Rabbi Gamliel l'chachamim, kach mekublanim beis avi abba. This is the tradition I have from my grandfather. Pamim sheba barucha, pamim sheba b'ktara. He's explaining why he accepted the words, the edus that said the moon was in one place in the east in the morning and all the way in the west in the afternoon, which apparently is supposed to be impossible. But Ramulia says, I've got a masorah from my grandfather that sometimes the moon does not always take the same exact path. Now, I don't know how this works at all. But it says sometimes it takes a long path, sometimes it takes a short path. So even though normally it takes 12 hours to go from one side to the other side, sometimes it has a shortcut and it gets there quicker. So, pamim mishabab arucha, pamim mishabab ktara. And Amr Rabbi Yochanan, my time, debate Rebbe. What was the basis of this statement that the moon can sometimes take a quick path as a shortcut? Again, I have no idea how to explain this at all. Dechsev, it says in the Pasuk, as follows, Asa yareach lemoadim, shemesh yada mivoa. You make the moon establishes the moadim, and the shemesh, the sun, knows its path, knows where it comes from. What's the drasha? So the shemesh, hu di yada mivoa, yareach lo yada mivoa. The sun always takes the same exact path, but the moon doesn't always take the same exact path. It depends on the day, depends on the night, depends on the evening. And therefore, we can never know exactly how long, how short it will take. And that's why we're able to accept the Edim that who said one in the morning was east, and the afternoon and the evening was in the west. Gemara then says, Rabbi Chia, Chazil l'sihira dehava koi b'tzafra de'esim v'tisha. Rabbi Chia saw that the moon, Rashi says the old moon, the moon from the previous month, was still visible in the morning of the 29th. Now that's a problem, because he wanted it to be he wanted the new moon to come already. He wanted to make it a Kiddush HaChodesh already. So what he did was shakal kala. He took a pasuk. He took a clump of hay, a clump of dirt, rather bay, and he threw it. And amar l'orta b'ina l'kedusha b'cha. We need to make Kiddush HaChodesh tonight. And we already know that if the old moon was visible, you need at least 24 hours before you could see the new moon. So if it was visible on the morning of 29th, you will not see the new moon by the night of the 29th. So he did some nisim. He took, again, a mound of dirt, threw it, and said, we need to make the new moon tonight. So the hachi zil echse, go and hide yourself. Get out of here. Remove yourself. And apparently that's what happened. The old moon left, and it came back. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Chia, zil lan tova, the kichel yarcha, go out and see the new moon, and see, make it tonight. It's going to be Rosh Chodesh. And the simon that should be sent is David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. That is going to be the simon that's a new moon. So a couple of things here. The Rambam says this was not a real nace that he did. Come on, who's doing nisim here? Rambam says this is just a derech mashal. He was like saying, okay, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was davening. It wasn't a nace, unclear how to read it. But the others say that, no, this was really maisa nisim he did. And he able to move the moon somehow so that the new moon could come in right time to make it Kiddush HaChodesh that very evening. So David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, why is that the message sent? Because David is compared to the moon in many ways. Those who learn the Svarim, David's connected to the Midah of Malchus, and Rosh Chodesh is connected to the Midah of Malchus, and Levana is connected to the Midah of Malchus. That's the idea. There's a practice that people like to finish Tehillim every single Rosh Chodesh, connected to David Melech as well, who wrote Tehillim. So it's a big connection between David HaMelech and the Levana and the Midah of Malchus. That's why the Rama brings down, we say this in every single Kish Levana, we said David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam three times, connected this Gemara, that was the Simen, that's the Rosh Chodesh, it's the new moon. So then the interesting, the Gematria of David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam is the same exact Gematria as Rosh Chodesh. Fine. So the Gemara now says, Vayter, Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us that Pam Achas, one time, Niskashu Shemayim Be'avim, the sky was filled with clouds. V'niras demus levana be'esim v'tishu l'chodesh. So they saw the moon behind the cloud. They saw the image, the tzura of the moon on the 29th. Kisurim ha'am lomar rosh chodesh. They wanted to make rosh chodesh. U'bikshu bezin l'kacho. And bezin was about to be mekadesh the new month. And Amar lehem Reb Gamliel says, kach mekublanim mibes avi abba. I've got a mitzvah from my grandfather. Ein chidusha shel levana Chusa me'esim v'tisha yom u'mechsa u'shnei shlishi shah v'ayin gimel chalakim. And they have a tradition. There cannot be less than 29 days and 29 and a half days and the chalakim, you know, all that. For the molad, it must be at least that amount of time or that exact amount of time from the previous new moon to this new moon. And since the previous new moon was less than this man, it can't be that you're seeing the new moon and we cannot make it a Rosh Chodesh. The Osiyom that day happens to be Mesa Imelshel Ben Zaza. There's a guy whose name was Ben Zaza. His mother died. And Vespedi Rebbe Gamliel, Hesped Gadol. Rebbe Gamliel showed up to the Levaya and made a huge Hesped. And lo mifnei she'ruya l'kach, not because she deserved that the Nasi be maspid her. She was a very wonderful lady, I'm sure. But she wasn't, Rebbe Gamliel didn't speak at every Levaya. But he was maspid her. El kadeshi yadu ha'am shelo kitchu bezin as a chodesh. Because the din is, we don't have Hespedim in Rosh Chodesh. Only in a non-Rosh Chodesh could you have a Hesped. So it must be a Hesped. Rebbe Gamliel, he himself is given the Hesped. It must be. That's not Rosh Chodesh day. This way he made it public that it was not Rosh Chodesh. So then the Gemara says, we had in the Mishnah, Halach Rabbi Akiva, Umatza Meitar. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, they encountered each other and someone was disturbed. Who was disturbed? Asked the Gemara. It was unclear who was going on. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua. Ibarilu, mi Meitar. Rabbi Akiva Meitar. Rabbi Shua Meitzer, who was bothered when Rabbi Gamliel gave the gzera to Rabbi Shua to show up on his Yom Kippur? Was Rabbi Kiva that was bothered, or was it Rabbi Yeshua? So Gemara quotes a brayse that's very clear. Tashma, Desani, the brayse teaches us that halach Rabbi Kiva umatu li Rabbi Yeshua kishuhu Meitzer. This is clear that he found Rabbi Yeshua who was under distress. And Amar lo, he says, Rabbi Kiva says to his Rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi mipnei ma'ata Meitzer. Why are you so disturbed? Why are you so distressed? So Amar lo, he says, Akiva, my dear Talmud, Akiva, roi lo sheipol lemita yud beis chodesh val yigzar lav gzerzu. I'd rather be sick for 12 months than have to walk on Yom Kippur to do this. So Amar lo, Rebbe, so he says to his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, tashini lomar lefanecha davar echad shilimaritani, could you please allow me, give me rishus, to teach you something that you taught me. I want to remind you of a teaching that you taught us once. Amar lo, Emor, Akiva, speak, what do you have to say? So Amar lo, so Rebbe Akiva tells his Rebbe, Harehu Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Atem, 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 Gimel Pamim. It says Atem three times in the context of Kirsha Chodesh. Why three times? Atem Afilu Shogim, Atem Afilu Mezidim, Atem Afilu Mutalim. That you, even though you make a mistake, Bezdin makes a decision when's the new moon. You, even if it's on purpose, they purposely make a mistake, we still accept it. And even if they're completely misguided, Mutan, we accept them what they say. Balashna Ze Amarlo Akiva, Akiva said, Amarlo, Akiva Nechamtani Nechamtani. Akiva, you had comforted me. Thank you so much for reminding me of this drasha. You're right. And therefore, he felt very comfortable going on his Yom Kippur because it wasn't his Yom. It wasn't Yom Kippur anymore because Rabbi Gamliel, Atem, overrides any other din. So Gemara now says, last six lines of the Amud here. Balo Eitzel Rabbi Dosef and Hurkanis Vehule. So Tanir Rabbanan, the Brayis, it says that Lamalo, this Parshu, Shmosum Shel Zakenu Halalo. So why do we not have the names of these Zakenim listed when it compared to Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, Aviyu, and Shivim Zikne Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Shelo Yomar Adam, a person should not say, Ploni Kemoshev Aaron. The person shouldn't say, is so-and-so, this guy, this dying, is like Moshe Aaron? You think that dying who we live in, you know, in the Tavshin Pei Bays, he's just like Moshe Aaron? And Ploni Kenadav Aviyu, you think he's the same stature as Nadav Aviyu? Ke'eldad Medad? So you think Ploni's Ke'eldad Medad, two great Nevim of the Zakenim, you think they're just as strong? In other words, so people should not start comparing. We only mention Moshe Aaron and Nadav Aviyu, and the rest are just Shim Zakenim. Whoever the Zakenim are of that generation, even though there's certainly a Yeridus Hadaros, they have the same, the equivalent power and value as that of Moshe Aaron, Nadav Aviyu. Gemara says, Omer, further to prove this point, the Gemara says, that Vayomer Shmuel El Ha'am, Hashem Asher Asas Moshe Ves Aaron, Vayishlach Hashem Es Yerubal, Ves Bedan, Ves Yiftach, Vesh Shmuel. So we're saying here, Yubal Zeh, so we're equating Moshe and Aaron, Shmuel says, to the Dayanim who exist in the time of Shmuel. Yubal and Badan had the same exact status as Moshe and Aaron in their day. Yubal Zeh Gidon. Who was Yubal? He was Gidon. Why was that his name? She'asa Meriva im Habal. He made a fight. He fought against the Avodah Zarah Baal. Bidon Zeh Shimshon. That was really Shimshon. V'lama Niko Shmo Bidon. Also Don, because Shimshon came from the Shevet Adon. Yiftach Kimashmo. Yiftach was his name. The Gemara says further to bring further proofs here. V'omer, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Moshe V'Aaron B'Chohanav U'Shmo B'Karei Shmo. Meaning what? Shakol Hakasav Shlosha Kale Olam. That the Torah, the Pasuk in Tehillim, is equating the three great leaders, Kishlosha Chamriha Olam. The three lighter leaders are like the three greater leaders. Meaning what? Lo milcha, Yubal bedaro, Kemoshe bedaro. Yubal in his generation was the same exact equivalent to Moshe in his generation. Bedon bedaro, Ka'arun bedaro, Yiftach bedaro, Kishmuel bedaro. We're equating these three lower level dayanim to the three higher level dayanim of Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. The lametcha to teach you she'afilu kal shebekam, even if he's the weakest among the weak. Visit Mana Parnas, he's appointed as a leader al Tzibor, Harehu Ke'abir Shebabir. And we treat him as the greatest of the great, as the Dayan. V'omer, another pasuk furthering the point here, Uvasel Kohanim Halavim Ve'al Shofet Asheyeh Bayimimahim. And once you go to the Kohanim and to the judge of your time, V'chital al Daitcha She'adam Cholech Eitel Hadayin Shlo Hayabiyamav. Would you go to a Dayan who's not in your generation? You're going to go to a Dayan who's dead already? Certainly not. So what does it mean you're going to dine asher b'yam mahim? So Gemara Darshan's hash ein lecha leilich el etzel shofet shibyam ava, that a person has to go to the judge of his time, which means that whoever's the judge, you have to treat him as a dine, as if he was Moshe and Aaron, because he's the judge. Whoever you have, whatever generation you live in, that's the judge you get dealt, and he has the ability to make decisions. So the Gemara then says one last proof of this point. V'omer al tomer mahaya shayamim harishodim hayutovim me'ilan. Don't start saying and questioning, these days are not like the original days. The original days were much better. No. Whatever you have, you live in 2022. This is the hand you've been dealt. These are the dayanim that you have, and you have to trust them. They have the final decision. The Gemara now says, finishing off the parak, Natlu umakalo ma'also biyado. He took his maklo, his staff, his stick, his cane, and his money in hand. So Gemara then elaborates on the Mishnah. The Brisa says, Tani Rabbanan kaven shira oso. Once he saw him, Rabbi Gamliel saw Rabbi Yeshua approaching him. Amar b'kisa, he got up from his chair. V'dishko al rosho, he kissed him on the head. And Amar lo, he says, Shalom alecha, Rabbi, v'tamidi. Welcome, my dear Rabbi, and welcome, my dear Talmud. Rabbi, sheli ma'atani Torah b'rabim, that you taught me. In Rabbim, you taught me Torah. V'tamidi, you're my student. She'ani gozer alecha gzera, v'ata makayma k'talmud, that I made a gzera. And you listen to me like a Talmud listens to his Rabbi. Ashrei ador, praiseworthy is such a generation, shehagadolum nishmam l'ktanim, that the great ones, Rabbi Yeshua, listens to the lower ones, the weak ones, such as me. Kavachomer ketanim gadolum. So if the gadolum are listening to the ketanim, then kavachomer, the ketanim, are going to listen to gadolum as well. Gemara says, kavachomer, that's a kavachomer. Chiyuvahu, there's an obligation for a katan to listen to a gadol. Why if they make a kavachomer to teach me this din? Ella, what it means is, mitoch shagdolim nishmoin l'ketanim nosin ketanim kavachomer ba'asman. Of course, the chiv, we know that we're not trying to prove where there's a chiv. We know there's a chiv, but the ketanim don't know that. So what's going to happen is, if the gadolim are showing proper respect to the ketanim, so then the ketanim are going to understand that we should also show respect to the gadolim. Hajnalach im einim makir. That ends the second parak, and now we can begin the third parak. So the third parak begins as follows. It says, Ra'u Bezdin, V'chol Yisrael, Ebezin, and all of Klaiso, it was one of the clearest nights that everyone saw that there's a new moon. And Nechkur Edim, we're going to see that's a separate case, where the Edim had been cross-examined. However, in each of these two cases, V'lo Hispiku Lomar Mekudash, they were not able to say Mekudash in time, Achechashecha, and the sun had said, it's too late at this point, Harezem Ubar. It's considered an extra month. They were not able to. If you didn't say Mekudash, it didn't work, it was too late, it's Ibur Chodesh. Now the Ramban, there's a discussion whether or not, does that mean that saying Mekudash is Ma'akev, the Kiddush HaKodesh? So I mean, obviously, yeah. The Mishnah says, if you didn't say Mekudash, those words establish it to be a new month. If you missed it, then even though everything else was in place, it's not going to be a new month. Now the Ramban argues, Ramban says, not true. Mekudash is not actually Ma'akev. Mekudash is just Megala that they completed the act. that completed the Maisa, that completed the Kiddush HaChodesh. But at the end of the day, all you really need is all the pieces in play here. When the Mishnah says, well, speak Lomar Mekudesh, it doesn't mean they didn't say the words Mekudesh only, and then they didn't finish deciding yet. But if the decision was made, and they just didn't say Mekudesh yet, Ramban says actually it would be considered the new moon. So then the Mishnah continues to say the next case is Ra'uhu Bezdin Bilvad. If only Bezdin sees, no one else, only Bezdin sees, no other people. Yamdu Shnaim V'ya'idu Bifneim. So Rashi says we're referring to a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. So 23 members of Bezdin see. So you don't need all 23. So what happens is you take two of them and they could become Edim. And then the two Edim testify in front of three of the other members of Bezdin. So again, Ra'uhu Bezdin Bilvad. Yamdu Shnaim V'ya'idu Bifneim V'yamu Mekudesh Mekudesh. And the third case, let's say only Ra'u Shlosha, let's say only three people see, that's it, only three Dayanim. V'hein Bezdin, and they're part of Bezdin. Yamdu Ashnaim, two of the Dayanim who saw it should now switch to become Edim. They have two Edim, only one Dayan. So what do? V'yoshivu mechavereyem etel hayachid. Take two other Dayanim who are not present and let them sit as the Bezdin. You have three people in a Bezdin. V'ya'idu b'fneim, and let the two Edim now testify in front of the three Dayanim. V'yomu mekudesh mekudesh shein hayachid neman ayde asma, because we don't trust the yachid when it comes to the lachas of Eidus HaKadosh. The Gemara is going to analyze each of these stages of the mission. Now, the Sfas Emes asks an interesting question. He wants to know, is it possible for Bezdin, is the nechaku ha'edim, the cross-examining, the acceptance of the edim, does that have to take place prior to mekudesh? Or maybe, he said, maybe you can do the following. Maybe, if you see you're running out of time, could you say mekudesh mekudesh, and then do the Hakir's aid them after the fact and relying on it retroactively that it was there? I mean, I'm running, I have 30 seconds left. So let's just say Mekudesh Mekudesh, and let's do the Hakira after Hashecha. And if we accept the Hakir's aid them, then retroactively we know it was always there and that would work. So that's just an interesting suffix this Sfas Emes says. He doesn't give you an answer, but it's some interesting food for thought. So now, yeah.
Then it's irrelevant because we just learned that it's Beshogrik and the whole thing. So once you do Mekudesh and you accept it, you can't go back. That's why I was on the Tamar.
No, but it has to be. But no, you need Edim. Edim is an essay.
Okay, but you have the Edim.
No, but Edim has to be accepted. It has to be a Kabbalist Edim. They didn't have Kabbalist Edim. I mean, when we accepted Edim when they're wrong, you could convince and intimidate Edim to say a certain thing, and if they say that, we have to accept it. But if there's no Edim at all, you can't just say in a vacuum.
But I'm saying in this case, if you say Mekudesh, meaning there's point of Edim, but there's no point of the Hakira, because once you already...
No, because you have to have Hakira, you have to have Kabbalah. Now, that can be manipulated based on Mutar and Shogun, but you still need that formality to make it a Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, Rabbi Akiva asks the following question, because it says at the end of the mission here, it says, V'yoshivu mechaverim, you have them sit down. Sit down for the Bezdin. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, wait a second. The Magen Avraham brings down a practice when it comes to the Mevarchas HaChodesh, the din is we're supposed to stand up. We lift the Sefer Torah, and the custom of everyone should stand up to say Mevarchas HaChodesh. So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, but the mission says here, V'yoshivu mechaverim, they sat down during Kiddush HaChodesh, which is the equivalent of Mevarchas HaChodesh, is the equivalent of Kiddush HaChodesh, establishing when is the new month going to be. So that's a kasha, he says. So the Rav Moshe writes back, Rav Moshe says, no, it's not a kasha. We're referring to, one is Bezdin, one is the Kal. Bezdin sits down, when the Dayanim are sitting down, they sit. They sit for Kiddush HaChodesh. But all the rest of the Am who's present, they're actually standing up to observe the Kiddush HaChodesh. So too, in the shul, we're considered the Am. We're the Am, and we stand up. Even though Bezdin would sit down, there's no Bezdin in the shul. We all represent the Am that's witnessing the Kiddush HaChodesh, and therefore he finds that's not a kasha that Rukivi asks. So now the Gemara says, first line of the Gemara, Lamali Lamisna Ra'u Bezdin V'chol Yisrael. Why this case that all Bezdin and all of Klai Yisrael saw the moon? What's the chiddush here? It's you need to teach me that Takadaita Chamina. I would have thought, Hol V'ra'u Bezdin V'chol Yisrael Ifarsim Elei V'lo La'abru. Since everybody saw, you don't need the process, you don't need the formality, and we should not be Ma'abr the Chodesh. It should be a 29-day month. The next day should be Rosh Chodesh. Kamash Milan, no. What din is that we have to have the process. If there's no Kabbalah's Edus, there's no Mekudesh Mekudesh, it doesn't work, even though it was clear as day. We're not going based on reality necessarily, we're going based on the process that's necessary. Now, the Gemara says, V'cheven, the Tanilei, Ra'u Bezdin, V'chol Yisrael. Once we taught that all of Klai Yisrael saw it, so Nechaku Ha'edim Lamli, why have the case of Nechra Edim? So Gemara says, no, Hachikamar, this is what the Nechra Edim is doing in there. It's a different case. Hachikamar, Inami, alternatively, a second case. First case was if all Klai Yisrael saw, and it was so public, we still need the process. Second case, if nechakru ha'edim, you cross-examine the edim, v'lo espiku lomar mekudash ad shechashecha, and you couldn't say mekudash until it got dark, harezem ubar, that is going to be in 30-day month. V'cheben detane ad shechashecha, harezem ubar lamali. So now the Gemara asks, well, once it gets dark, why say harezem ubar? So lamali l'misnei, chakir's edim kla, why speak of chakir's edim? If once it got dark and you couldn't get it in, that seems to be unnecessary. Okay, this is a very long-winded question. So Gemara says this. The answer is itzirach. You need sakadai techamina tevi chakiras edim kitchias din. This is the chiddush. You would have thought the chakiras edim is like the beginning of a din, and mekudash is the Gemara din. That's the psak, and we have lekadshe belaila. And that night you should be able to mekadash, even though you didn't say mekudash yet during the daytime. You should be able to say mekudash at nighttime. Why? It should be no different than midei dehavia dini mamonis. We should equate this to the din of dini mamonis. This itself, by the way, is an interesting question in terms of conceptually comparing kish hachodesh to dini mamonis and all other types of dini, but not for now. But either way, we have by dini mamonis, the Tzna, the Mishnah tells us, the Maseches Sanhedrin, dini mamonis done in bayom, we judge a case of dini mamonis must be during the daytime, the gomer balayla, you could complete it balayla. So as long as the process starts at nighttime, you could give the final psak balayla at nighttime. So hachanam here as well, I would have thought that since the chakiris edim is considered the din, it took place by yom, the gemar din, the mekudash, should be able to take place balayla. And hachanami mekachin balayla. Kamashwan that no, we need the mekudash to be by yom as well. This is different. Kiddush HaChodesh is different than the din of dinim mamonis. So gomer asks why. Maybe we should allow it. Why not? Maybe the mekudash should be allowed at night. How do you know we can't do balayla? Gemara invokes the pasuk Amar Kra. The pasuk says, "Ki chok liyisrael hu mishpat l'kei Yaakov." Emas have a chok. When is it a chok? B'gemar din. The gemar din is the chok. That's when we decide whether it's a new month or not. The kakari le rachman mishpat. And even though we're talking about the chok, we're talking about the gemar din. We still call it a mishpat. The mishpat is referring to the actual din. Ma mishpat bayom av hachanami bayom. Just like the mishpat, the masa matan, the din Torah must take place bayom. So to the gemar din of the kiddush chodesh, the chok must also take place bayom, just like the mishpat. And therefore, you cannot compare this to the case of dini mamonis. So then the gemara says, Reu bezin v'yam dushnayim v'yayidu b'fneim. If bezin of 23 sees the new moon, so it's very simple. You take two edim and put them to the dayanim. They'll become edim now, and they'll testify in front of the other dayanim. Why is that the case? Lo te shmiya gedola miriya. Why is that the case? Why can they say we saw Bezdin, we saw the new moon? Which is greater? Is seeing greater or hearing greater? Seeing is certainly greater than hearing. If you saw Har Sinai, it's a much greater proof than hearing about Har Sinai. So if Bezdin themselves saw the new moon, now they're relying on the Edim who are now only reporting what they heard. But how shmiya is greater than riya? That doesn't make any sense. So they should be able to make kish hachodesh simply on their seeing of the moon. So the Gemara says, you're right. In general, that would be the case. But Amar Rabbi Zeira, it's kagon sheru balayla. They saw it at nighttime. And since they cannot have a kish hachodesh bezdin balayla, they have to wait until the next morning, the daytime. Now, the daytime, they didn't see it anymore. The seeing was already, it's history. So the only way they can make a kish hachodesh is based on what they heard, the reports from the previous night. But let's say they had seen the new moon bayom, they'd be able to make kadesh shechodesh based on the ri'i alone, because ri'i is greater than the shmir. Now, how do you know ri'i is greater than shmir? So Tosas quotes from Rashi. Rashi writes here, I'm reading the Tosas though, Dibur Maschil, lo te shmir gedol miriya. The shmir should not be any greater than ri'i. If they saw it, that should be enough of a reason for them to make kadesh shechodesh. So Pirish Bekuntris, Zal gavi edis shechodesh, lo ktiv edis el kazeh rav kadesh. When it describes kish hachodesh, it doesn't say that there's a testimony. When you see this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, when you see the moon like this, that's a new moon. That's a new chodesh. So it's all telling on Re'iya, not based on Shemiya. And Tosus doesn't like this. He says it nothing to do with kish hachodesh in general. The din is Re'iya is certainly greater than Shemiya. But either way, Rashi brings an interesting raya from kish hachodesh itself, where we see that Re'iya is more effective than Shemiya. Now the Gemara says the final case in the Mishnah, Ra'u Shlosha, V'hen Bezdin. Let's say three people saw, they're part of Bezdin, Yamdu Shnaim V'yoshivu Mechaverim, Eitel Yachid. So now what happens is, so three of the Dayanim who saw it, two become Edim. They have got one Dayan left, he gets two Chaverim next to him, and they have three people sitting to accept the Mekabel, the Edus, of the two Dayanim who are now serving as Edim. So Amai, Hachanami, Neima Lo Te Shmir Gedol Miriya. Why is that the case? If three Dayanim saw it, so let them just be Mekadesh Chodesh based on the Riyah. Why have to have this case of two people testifying? If you're going to tell me, because kigon sheru balayla, because they saw it at nighttime and you can't be makabel eidus at belaila. Hainu hach sefer. That was the previous case we just discussed. So why teach the same exact halacha in two different lines of the Mishnah? So Gemara says sefer itzrechlei. The sefer is teaching is another chiddush. The ein hayachid neman ayde atzmo. It's not teaching a chiddush of shmiya versus riyah. It's a different din. The din is that you can't have two eidim testify in front of one dayan. You need three dayanim. We don't trust an eid echad legabe kiddush chodesh, or rather a dayan echad legabe kiddush chodesh. The saka day techamina. I would have thought hol ve dine mamunus b'sholsha vim haya mumchol rabim dan afilu b'yachid. By dine mamunus, we keep seeing the equations between kiddush chodesh and dine mamunus. Again, that's part of a much larger and very interesting conversation. But by dine mamunus, three people can be is a bezdin. If you have one expert, a mumcha, even a yachid, could give a din Torah by dina mamnas. So therefore, one would have thought, hachanami, here as well, nekadshe b'yachidi. If the guy is a yachid mumcha, so we should accept him as a yachid. So you have three dayanim, two of them serve as edim, one could be the dayan, the mumcha, and accept the edis. So kamash malon, that's not the case. By kiddush chodesh, you need three dayanim, we don't rely on a yachid. Vem hachanami, maybe we should. Maybe we should allow for one yachid mumcha to work by kiddush chodesh, why not? So Gemara says, "Ein lecha mumcha the rabbim b'Yisrael Yosmi Moshe Rabbeinu." We know there's no greater rav, no greater expert, no greater mumcha than Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And yet, by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, "V'kamer le'akadosh baruch hu ad dika Aaron ba'adich." You have to have Aaron with you to be makabel the edus hachodesh. Dichsiv vayom Hashem el Moshe vil Aaron beretz Mitzrayim lemor hachodesh hazelachem. It's a kasev. Even though you're right, misvara, you would have equated Kiddush HaChodesh to that of Dina Mamunus, and one would have accepted Aydei Yachid Mumcha. The Torah tells us otherwise that Moshe must have Aaron and seemingly a third person as well in order to have three Dayanim to be Mekabel the Eidus. So let's quickly recap what we did. We started talking about the Maisa of Rabbi Yeshua, that he thought that the Eidus was incorrect. Rabbi Gamliel accepted the Eidus anyways, and Rabbi Yeshua was forced into going to Rabbi Gamliel on the day that he thought was Yom Kippur, and he had a conversation with Rabbi Kiva, who tried giving Chizik, and Rabbi Dosa as well, who gave him the Chizik. And the end day, he was comforted and went to go visit Rabbi Gamliel, who gave him a kiss on the head. Thank you, my Talmud. Thank you, my Rebbe. The Gemara then says that the path of the moon sometimes takes a short path, sometimes takes a long path. It's very different than the sun. And therefore, even though they thought they were wrong in going in the east and ending up in the west, that is a possibility in the path of the moon. Then the Gemara, this Maaser Bichia, where the old moon was still visible on the 29th day, and he did some nace, and he threw the dirt, and the moon hid, and it went away, and to allow the new moon to come in the proper time. And then they sent the siman was David Melech Yisrael Chavikayam, was the siman that it's the new month that was sent. Then the Gemara talks about, Rabbi Gamliel tells us that if the moon, between the old month and the new month, there must be at least 29 and a half days in a number of chalakim in between each new moon. It can't be anything less than that. And then the Gemara established and clarified that the one who was meta, the one who was distressed, was Rabbi Yeshua and not Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva gave him the comfort of saying that you're allowed to listen to Rabbi Gamliel because atem, atem, atem three times, afilu shogim, afilu meizim, afilu mutayim. And Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, was comforted. He said, Akiva nechamtani, Akiva nechamtani. Famous statement here, and also the end of Maseches Makos, as we know. And then the Gemara says that every single dayan of your generation is equal to Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, Avihu, and so on, and you must trust those dayanim who appear in your particular generation. And then the Gemara had a brice at the end of the parak, just elaborating a little bit more on the conversation between Rabbi Shum and Rabbi Gamliel when he showed up to him on the day of Yom Kippur. Then the Mishnah and the new parak taught us three different cases that even though all of Klai Yisrael saw the new moon and it was so clear as day, it was so public that it was a new moon, in the end of the day it's not going to be a new month until they establish and say Mekudesh, Mekudesh before it gets dark. That's also true even if the Nechri Edom, if they establish the Edom or Gid Edom, but they couldn't say Mekudesh, Mekudesh in time, that too would not be considered a new moon until you've said Mekudesh before the sun has set. And then the Gemara said, based on the pasuk of Chok, Ki Chok Lisahu Mishpat Lokei Yaakov, that even the Chok, even the Gemara Din of Kiddush HaChodesh must be done by Yom. And then we have the case of Lo Teshmir Gedol Meri'iyah, that Ri'iyah really is good enough. If the Yadam saw it, they can be Mekudesh HaChodesh, but since they saw it at nighttime, they have to wait until the daytime, and that point is no longer Ri'iyah. At that point, it's considered Shmir. And then finally, the case that we don't trust a Yachin Mumcha for Kiddush HaChodesh, even though we do by Dina Mamnas, we do not trust the Yachin Mumcha based on Gezeres HaKasev when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.